As students return to school, some new safety measures are in place in schools across New York. Tim Creamer, the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, says a red flag law is now in place.
This would be a situation where a person who might be a danger to themselves or to others has been made known, and more importantly, they might have access to firearms or some other weapons. Now a school employee, a teacher, another school employee can go to an administrator in the school and say, I'm concerned about somebody who's in our school who is exhibiting some behaviors and might have access to firearms. I think we should look into it. That triggers an investigation. Eventually, it could end up with a judge ordering an extreme order of protection, which means that wherever those weapons are could be removed from access by that person that people are concerned about. We have not, to the best of my knowledge, this has not been tested yet, but I'm expecting it's going to happen soon. We've seen some of these most recent cases where people have said, we could have told you about this. We saw this coming. This guy was violent for a long time. We knew he had guns. We knew he was prone to this kind of behavior. He was making threats. Should have seen this coming. Well, this red flag law will hopefully protect us from having to say that.
And there's another safety measure which involves school buses. They can be equipped with cameras. And from what I understand, this will be up to the locality and not necessarily the district to pay for this.
Well, it's actually something that the district doesn't have to pay for it. That's correct. But it is an agreement that has to be reached between the municipality and the school district, where the school district wants to have the cameras attached to the stop arm sign that comes down from the school bus when it's stopped. But it's the municipality that would pay for the equipment and would enforce the violation. So they would see a violation on the camera, they would go after the perpetrator, and they would collect the fines. And those fines would be used to pay for the camera equipment. Works great in a lot of communities if there's going to be enough revenue generated from violations. Unfortunately, we'd rather not have any violations. But if there is enough revenue, you could pay for the equipment. Otherwise, some communities are going to have a tough time getting that agreement in place.
And once again, the testing debate is revved up again. Just a few weeks ago, the state released its 3 through 8th grade English and math tests. Math up a little bit, English up a little bit, but the gap remains. The student minority gap remains. And again, that reinvigorated the debate over whether we should be testing or not.
There's a whole bunch of concerns about testing that are about the 3 through 8 proficiency tests. But also, we are now finding the Board of Regents rethinking graduation requirements. Right now, graduation requirements in New York are founded on a set of Regents exams that one must pass. Depending on how you want to count that, it's 5 or 4+1. There's a variety of things. The Regents are thinking we need to have a less test-based academic program and one that has multiple pathways to graduation. So I think you're going to see a real significant look at graduation requirements and the Regents exams. That's going to be quite a debate. The 3 through 8 testing will be in place simply because it is required by federal law, but the results of that are no longer going to be associated as the state measurement on student progress as it applies to teacher and principal evaluations. So that's changed in that regard.
The State Education Commissioner this summer, Mary Ellen Elia, announced she would be leaving. Any thoughts on her tenure and any thoughts on a replacement?
Well, I have spoken with Chancellor Rosa, and she tells me that their intent to look for a replacement in the near future, to what extent they're going to hire a search firm or something like that to help, to be determined. I think actually Commissioner Elia did a very nice job of bringing down the temperature for a period of time around the Common Core and standardized testing. She went out to every community in the state. She developed relationships and a level of credibility around that position in the State Education Department that we just hadn't had for a while. Unfortunately, towards the end, I think she was taking on some of the political powers in this state, and she probably saw the posse circling and decided it was time to head on down the road to greener pastures. And now we're going to have to find a new commissioner, somebody who will probably be somewhat different than her, maybe somebody who is a little pendulum swing the other way as far as testing and standards and such. She was pretty hardcore, high expectations. I'm hoping we maintain those high expectations. Otherwise, we're going to be just handing out diplomas, and I don't want to see that happening.
Tim Creamer is the Executive Director of the New York State School Boards Association.